The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to the land of Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick en masse to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Teresa of Avila said this: Almighty God does not confer extraordinary favors except where his love has been earnestly sought after. You think of a week ago hearing in our Lord's hometown, he could do hardly any miracle because nobody was earnestly seeking him. And what happens when he comes to a new town? People go scurrying about. You know, let's bring everybody we possibly can to our Lord. And as many as touched him were healed because they longed to touch him. They couldn't wait to be with him. St. Teresa of Avila is probably the greatest expert of all the saints, yet they all agree on this: how important great desires are in the spiritual life, and how quickly, as soon as we have one, the evil one wants to steal it from us, because it's those good desires that spur us on to go further and further. She said this: God does not fail to repay every good desire, even in this life. For he is the friend of generous souls, provided only they do not trust in themselves. And my brothers and sisters, what is one of the most important desires that each one of us must have if we're going to fulfill our vocation? It is the desire to be a saint. Does every single one of us pray every day, Lord, make me the saint that I'm called to be? I want to be a saint, and I believe that I will become a saint because you desire even more than I do. As soon as we stop praying to become saints, we can be most certain we will not be saints. And yet he wants us to be saints, but we must pray for that, because when we ask, Lord, make me a saint, that spurs us on to become, to do everything we possibly can so that that happens in our lives. I close with this. She said, we must beware of having poor desires, but rather put our confidence in God in order that by forcing ourselves continually onward, we may by degrees arrive where, by divine grace, so many saints have arrived. We ask our Lord as we receive him today to fill our hearts with great desires.